This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, everybody, on this Tuesday afternoon. Chad Hartman with you on News Talk 830 WCCO. Let's revisit a topic that we have discussed many times. And if you listen to the show, you know where I stand on recreational marijuana. I think it should be legal. I think we're behind other states. And I think there is a way to do this and be smart about this. House Majority Leader from the DFL, Ryan Winkler, agrees. And once again, as we've seen bills proposed before, is proposing a bill to make recreational marijuana legal in the state. Ryan, always a pleasure. I appreciate it. Why is this the time to bring the bill up once again?
Well, legalization is coming, whether Minnesotans want to have that happen or not. With the vote in November in South Dakota to legalize cannabis there, it shows very overwhelming Republican support for the issue. And it also, I think, creates a situation in which Minnesota's border state is going to have cannabis available, and Minnesotans will easily be able to go there to get it. So unless we get this right, unless we put together a policy that addresses the problems with our current criminal prohibition, we are just going to be reacting to what is happening other places, and it just doesn't serve Minnesota well to sit around and wait for it to happen to us.
We've watched polls change. I know there was an NPR poll that showed it about split, but I know other polls have been more favorable to it. You talked about Republican support. In the reporting I've seen so far, it appears you have one Republican legislator with you, Pat Garofalo. For this to happen, do you need significantly more representation to not just get the bill passed, but to inspire the public, including Republicans, to get behind it?
Well, we are just getting this started in the Minnesota House. By the time this bill goes through all its committee stops and gets passed in the House, I think we will have a bipartisan bill. The real question is not whether we can get Republicans to support it. It's whether the Senate Majority Leader, Paul Gazelka, is willing to let this bill get a vote in the Senate or not. And unless the Senate leader is willing to let this issue come forward, then there's not so much that we can do to get it passed or the public can do to get this enacted. It really requires Senate Republican leadership to be on board.
So when he said, talking about Majority Leader Gazelka yesterday, I would not consider legalizing recreational marijuana as a Minnesota priority, isn't he pretty much saying we're not going to address it?
Well, that's what he's saying. He has shown some openness on the medical program, which doesn't work very well right now, which is better than what we've heard from him in the past. And I also think that we haven't had this bill start going through the legislative process. We haven't had an opportunity for the public to weigh in a meaningful way and start reaching out to their senators. In the end, I think Senator Gazelka doesn't want to be caught in a position where it looks like his own personal political ambition is the reason why this bill isn't getting passed.
It is legal now, recreational marijuana in 15 states. I've stated many, many times, I believe it should be. Here is my one hesitation. We have people smoking right now. We obviously have hundreds and thousands already who are doing that. If marijuana becomes legal, you will have more. I don't think it's going to be a huge amount, but you will have more. You thus have the potential of more people driving while impaired. It's happening now, but you have the potential. We still don't have a definitive test to determine the balance of THC in your system and how much it affects you. On the safety side with driving, and that part hasn't been achieved yet, does that give you any reluctance?
I think it's a fair concern. But as you point out, it is a problem right now. And the current criminal law approach we take to cannabis prohibition creates a lot of other harms. We are arresting people very disproportionately based on race. We are criminalizing an activity that a lot of people think benefits their health and makes them feel better. We are wasting resources in law enforcement, and there's just a huge racial injustice issue here. So we have to balance potential harms. We are definitely concerned about driving under the influence, and we are providing in our bill additional resources for drug recognition experts in law enforcement so they get the training to see and recognize impaired driving. But I just think it's important to remember that people can be impaired for lots of reasons, including legal prescription drugs, and we don't say that we should criminalize all painkillers because there's a potential impairment problem. We're just not seeing this as a huge issue in states that have legalized already.
Take us through how expungement would work and how promptly that would take place if the bill passed.
Yeah, so expungement basically means your criminal record is wiped clean. And the way the bill is structured, we have automatic expungement if you are have a conviction for a misdemeanor or a petty misdemeanor on your record related to cannabis. So that would just happen automatically. If, however, you have a higher level offense, a felony offense for a cannabis crime, we set up an expungement review board who is supposed to examine records to determine whether people should be up for expungement or not. Because some people with felony cannabis records could have weapons charges or other felonies tied into their charge. So those have to be handled more on a case-by-case basis.
Ryan, thank you very much. I appreciate the time. I want to hear what the audience has to say. We definitely will reach out again.
All right. Thanks for the time.
That is House Majority Leader Ryan Winkler. Okay, you know where I stand. Dan and Adam also have stated before they believe recreational marijuana should be legal. Are you with us? Do you think it makes sense to join the other 15 states? Why? But if you see it differently, I want to hear from you also. Text or phone call 651-989-9226. Mr. Carter is tied up in the newsroom, so hopefully joins us. Well, I don't know if it's going to work out because H. Lake for a couple segments. So hopefully Adam can join us before we are done. Before we continue the marijuana conversation, if you listen to us the last half hour of the 1 o'clock hour, you heard our conversation with Jamie Yuccas. Jamie mentioned, sadly, how she vomited because she had to smoke an entire cigar in 15 minutes for all these different shots. And then she sent me the picture or the series of pictures of her at Let's Kick Hunger. I'm guessing, Dan, this is, I don't know, 2012? I mean, it's about a decade ago, I'm guessing, where she came out and consumed one of the spicy peppers with a large glass of milk, and it did not go well. Did not go well, and we have picture evidence of it. So you can check it out a couple places on our Facebook page, Chad Hartman Show, or on Twitter, at Chad Hartman Show. That makes me think of Let's Kick Hunger Thursday. I've got some medical matters tomorrow. I'm out. Shaletta is in tomorrow. But then we have Let's Kick Hunger, where we're going to point out that 1 in 9 Minnesotans are food insecure. 1 in 6 kids are food insecure. The effect the pandemic has had on food. Thinking about everyday life where you don't know if you have 2 meals that day, if you have 1 meal that day, if you got to trade some of the meals for medicine, if the kids can't go to school. And we have a number of guests, Dan, Jim Nance, Matt Burke, limos coming back to us, Tafoya, sponsors, excellent lineup of guests on a Thursday. Normally, we're at Mall of America, but we'll be Zooming or Periscoping a lot of this so people can check us out multiple ways. Is that a fair assessment of Thursday? And it's going to take place all throughout the station.
Yes, sir. Yeah, starting with Dave Lee all the way down through the evening hours. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Okay, I said multiple times during the Winkler interview, I believe recreational marijuana should be legal. I still have significant concerns, and it just shows how difficult the challenge is in trying to determine if the marijuana in your system impaired you and affected you for potentially dangerous driving moves versus you have THC in your system and you smoked 5 days ago, right? Whoever comes up with that, as we've said, is going to make, I mean, probably billions, to be honest. I think there's a way to do it. I think there's a way to eliminate the black market. I think the racial disparities, again, if you're denying what takes place with amount of individuals who are white compared to black, who are arrested, you just don't like facts, right? You just don't like facts and stats because it's very apparent what's taking place. Sure as hell doesn't mean every time somebody's arrested, they're only arrested because race is involved. But the amount of times, it's not close. It's well disproportionate about what's taking place. Where do you stand right now on marijuana?
I'm you know, with you and Adam on this, that I think legalization's long overdue. I wasn't a huge fan of the way that Representative Winkler put it, but I do think there's a certain inevitability to it, right? That we're going to find ourselves in a situation where you're going to end up being surrounded by other states that have it. You're going to have people crossing state lines to go get it. And it's going to create more of a headache to not legalize it than it would be to just go ahead and legalize it. The racial disparities in terms of arrest records are obvious and plain to anybody who looks at the statistics. They're there. The arguments against legalization, to me, are soft. The gateway drug stuff, the addiction nonsense, at this point, I don't see a great enough difference between the effects of marijuana and the effects of alcohol to say, well, we should have one of those be legal and one of those not be legal. If we're going to be a country that tries to let people be as free as possible and make their own decisions because they're responsible adults, then this is nanny stating them to death to try and keep marijuana from being legalized. So I'm all for the legalization of it. I agree there are issues, especially with driving, and that's something that needs to be worked on, but I don't think that's, to me, enough at this point to prevent legalization from occurring.
At different points in my life when I was younger, I smoked pot quite often. I rarely do. I'm not going to say I never do. That would be a lie. It's not a part of my life often. I try it with my sleep issues with very, very limited success. I'm not saying the way it's worked for me is the same as working for the rest of you. If you're talking about effect on you and implications on the rest of your life, short-term and long-term, marijuana versus alcohol, beer, hard alcohol, wine, and I'm someone who drinks, okay? It's not close. It is just not close. The old school, this puritanical, delusional existence that if you start smoking, that automatically is going to lead to meth and heroin and crack and the ruination of your life. Yes, plenty of people who suffer from addiction first started smoking pot. That doesn't automatically make it a gateway drug, because if we look at the percentage of individuals who smoke pot who don't go on to having other issues with other drugs, it's overwhelming in numbers of the folks who just smoke pot compared to the others. I'm not willing to go as far as Oregon, where just this week they decriminalized hard drugs. I don't think we should go that far. I think we can allow adults to be adults. We load people up with pharmaceuticals. We addict people to pharmaceuticals. We have done that at a horrifying rate with opioids. And pharmaceutical businesses have made billions. And they've narrowed it down to counties. They've overwhelmed them. They've overwhelmed cities. And they're facing billions and billions of dollars in litigation. And this old concern of, wow, people who smoke drugs, they're not protective. They're not productive. They don't protect themselves. They harm others. A small percentage fit that category. Just like a small percentage of people who drink fit that category. A small percentage of people who have kids and other responsibilities are derelict in their responsibilities. You're allowed to give people freedom while coming up with ways to protect others who abuse the drugs, punish others if it's a dual situation with addiction treatment and legality jumping in. But among the texts, do you really want people working on the airplane or repairing your vehicle? No, obviously. I mean, it's such a simpleton text. Let me just be blunt. Nobody is saying in this, yeah, my pilot, I don't want my pilot drinking either. I don't want my pilot addicted to opioids. So, no, I don't want the hookah passed back and forth up there and smoking stuff. So the law will be more dramatic, more draconian in some areas. We can do this. We can face difficult situations and be accountable for those who are responsible. And Paul Gazelka, who I appreciate when Paul Gazelka comes on because he answers our calls all the time, whereas a lot of politicians run. Gazelka is like the 1960s, 1950s, 1940s Republican on some of these issues. The idea when the majority leader says, well, this isn't a priority, you know, the idea, well, we've got COVID, we've got a budget. Yeah, those are more important issues, without a doubt, Dan. They're going to have a special session anyway on that. They're going to wait until the end and then not get something done and then have one special session and two special sessions. You tell me we can't have committees on a lot of things right now that would include marijuana? I don't think it's going to happen. And I do think that you will see more Republicans, Dan, who will come out in St. Paul who are for it. And you do have, I think, younger Republicans who don't take the Gazelka approach, and it's not just the Senate Majority Leaders, many, many, it's millions, on this, on gambling, and on other social issues, but it still is more of an issue for the Democrats. It is pretty stunning, Dan, that you look at some other states that some people view as fairly conservative, and they can get this done, and we can't. And, you know, it's like, it's sad that older individuals are, listen, Al Malmberg was as condescending as hell on this topic. Al Malmberg also said when Barack Obama was announced as president, Barack Hussein Obama, and emphasized Hussein, so not the biggest Al Malmberg fan. But his view on this was so insulting to people who smoke. Al might be pretty surprised with the people around him who potentially smoke. This idea you cannot be a productive, successful, and quality individual because you smoke marijuana, it's pretty sad. Let's get to some of the texts here, and I've been reading some so far. If you look at California, the black market is still huge, and the fact that the federal government hasn't changed the rules makes it impossible to look at what's taking place. I don't think this will eliminate the black market, Dan, but it'll hurt it. To what level? It's going to take time. But for those who say it's just, when we pass this, the black market is done, I think they're lying to you, don't you?
Yeah, well, no, there's no way that it completely eliminates the black market, because there's still going to be a demand for the product and people that don't have the means to buy it legally, right? So they're going to find it on the black market and find it cheaper that way. But it, like you said, it's going to put a huge dent in it in terms of the folks that have the means. Why wouldn't they go buy it legally? Why would they go to the black market if it's perfectly legal and they go to a nearby dispensary and buy it there? So, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
and a lot of that money, by the way, right now, especially in this town, is going directly to gangs. So you're taking money out of gangs' pockets by doing that.
We got to be realistic. How much money? Because I think sometimes there's a lot of hyperbole about it's going to resolve all of our issues. It's going to help. It's not going to go as far as some people think. Legalize pot first, then sports wagering. Where do you stand on the sequence? We've talked this before. Pot or gambling? Which happens first?
In this state, gambling.
I'm going to say in this state, pot, because I think the power of the casinos and previous legislation is still going to play such a prominent role. Winkler alluded to Gazelka and a run for the governor's race. That's possible, Dan, but this is how he's felt his whole life.
Yeah, there's no inconsistency here.
So I don't think he's changing just because he is running, and I think his name's right near the top.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.